Lord, now let the meditation of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you. Amen. When he had brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Donald, didn't you hear me? Donald, aren't you listening to me? Donald, why can't you pay attention? Just listen. Now, growing up, when I heard Donald, I knew that there was something bad going to happen. Whether it was my grandmother, my mother, my parents, my teachers, I knew I was in trouble. And I was in trouble because I did not listen. I've always had a little trouble listening at times, paying attention. Perhaps you do too. But to me, I was always more like, talk to the hand because the ear don't want to hear it. In today's gospel, we see Jesus frustrated with those who hear his voice. But they really do not listen to him. I think at times, perhaps you too, and I know I do, we just don't listen properly. Jesus, when he was talking in these words of our gospel, was using a metaphor to show how salvation was to come by him. He was teaching them, and they simply did not listen. In verse 6, he said, "This figure of speech Jesus used, but they did not understand what he was saying to them." And that, my friends, is the crux sometimes of the matter. The fact that we do not listen is not something that's new. It's as old as Adam and Eve themselves. How much plainer could God have said, and he said this in Genesis 2, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat, you shall surely die." In Scripture, we witness many, many, many times and many moments where God's voice is heard, affirming who his son is and calling us to listen carefully and attentively. At Jesus' baptism, we heard the Lord declare, "This is my son, who I'm well pleased." This not only reveals who Jesus really was, you know, but it reveals his relationship with the Father. And for the purpose of him coming to us in holy baptism. The people heard this, but did they listen? I think if you read the scriptures, you'll find they did not. Again, during his transfiguration, here were his disciples sitting there, and we hear God's voice again. "This is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. Listen to him." And here, the instructions are clear that we not only recognize who Jesus is, the Son of God and the Son of Man, but we also need to listen to him. And again, did the apostles really do that? I don't think that even seeing this great event where he was transformed, they didn't listen. The need to listen to his voice is not confined to any single event or time. We see that from the time of the proclamation of the angels at his birth through his ascension, and it continues every Sunday from this pulpit. We hear the voice, but the question remains, do you pay proper attention to what is said? Today, I'd like for us to reflect a little bit on the importance of true listening. And you teachers out there will appreciate that, I'm sure. To the voice of our good shepherd. Good, true listening to the voice of our good shepherd. The words of Jesus ring out. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is more than just the hearing of the word. It's a call to attentive listening, a call to faith. How often do we fail to listen, letting his word drift by without taking it to heart? Minds wandering someplace else. Sometimes we hear a sermon about forgiveness, but we still hold grudges against people who have hurt us, refusing to let go, even though we know what Jesus teaches. We might read a Bible passage about loving our neighbors, yet we struggle to do that, really, just as much as perhaps noted in those in the people in the parable of the Good Samaritan, who are our neighbors. There are moments when we pray for guidance, but when God answers, it's maybe not what we expect, not maybe what we want, maybe not as quick as he comes to us, and we choose then to follow our own paths instead of listening to him. Sometimes we know God calls us to put him first, but our priorities are work, entertainment, social media, on the phone, leaving little time for prayer or worship individually or even with our families. Jesus, in today's gospel, says that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Notice a couple things here. First of all, he calls his sheep by name, as we kind of illustrated by Joyce. In your baptism, you were named and become part of his flock, through which you have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. And all you need to do is listen to that word and remember it. That is with you always. He leads them out. Christ goes before us. He has gone before us. He has conquered death and hell for us. He has prepared a good pasture for you. And now we may journey through this life and know that he will always be there and lead us on the good path. The act of listening to God's voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, is rooted in the belief that God's word is a living and active thing. It accomplishes what he desires. As it's said in Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We receive God's word as a gift, knowing that the Holy Spirit works through the word and the sacraments to both create and sustain our faith. And our failure to listen not only is a simple matter of an inattentiveness, but is an evidence of a sinful nature. Because of Adam's fall, we are naturally inclined to turn away from Christ, to not his voice, and to follow our own desires. Yet Christ, the Good Shepherd, calls us by name, our name, Donald, Dennis, Joyce, Bob, Karen, Mary, your name, the name given to you in baptism, that's he calls you, and he continually leads you. In his mercy, he forgives you and me for all our stubbornness and guides us back to him. From the cross, he declares, Father, forgive them. And the Father does, your sins have been forgiven. Hearing the voice of Jesus is not just a one-time event, but it's an ongoing repentance to faith, to increase our faith. We are invited to listen attentively, not only to be comforted by the forgiveness that we hear in the confession and absolution, but also to be transformed by the word that shapes our daily lives. As sheep of his flock, we are assured that he knows us, leads us, and will never, never abandon us, even when we falter. This confidence should enable us to have joy and to share our love and the word that we have received with our neighbors and everyone else, and show them that we trust in Christ's promise. In our gospel, Jesus points out that his sheep know his voice. And here are some examples how God communicates with his people. In Samuel, the Lord is calling Samuel to be his prophet, a mighty prophet. And he says, and Samuel responds, speak, your servant is listening. This shows that the posture that one should have for attentiveness and receptiveness to God's voice. In Kings, we hear how God spoke to Elijah. After earthquakes, fire, windstorm, the Lord spoke to Elijah in a quiet whisper. The Lord's voice can be subtle and require a quiet listening. In John, later on in the same passage, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Jesus' followers recognize and respond to his voice. I think we all do here, because we have a personal relationship with him. In Isaiah, God promises, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" A pure picture of God showing us the path and directing our paths. Jeremiah, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." God invites us to communicate with him. Pray, pray. John 8, "Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Hearing God's word is a means of grace, just like communion or baptism, in which you receive the blessings that God gives us, his promises. So that's great, but how can we become better listeners? One way might be just to set some time apart every day for prayer and reflection. For example, you might begin your morning by reading a passage from Scripture, then asking God to guide you according to what that Scripture brings to your thoughts. Perhaps you could add a family devotion where you get together, read some Scripture, and talk about what the Scripture says. Perhaps you can take a minute or two at work and just relax and maybe say a prayer. Now, these practices can help you tune out the distractions that become more attentive to God's gentle whisper, as Elijah experienced. Another way is cultivating a posture of openness, as Samuel did when he said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." You could echo Samuel's attitude simply by attending worship, Bible study, or even having a daily routine where you listen to God's word through Scripture or through radio or through podcast or whatever. Hear God's word. Listening also involves recognizing God's voice in everyday moments, sometimes through the words of others. Sometimes if you hear the words of others, they can show you and convict your heart of a different thing. Reach out in kindness after hearing a sermon, perhaps. Read a verse to somebody, perhaps. Being attentive means not only hearing, but acting upon God's direction. As we see in Isaiah's promise, that God will guide us when we turn to the left or to the right. In this fast-paced world, carve out moments just to be still before God. As Psalm 37 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." This could be as simple as pausing during work or sitting quietly after a busy day and inviting God to speak to your heart. We do not seek any kind of new revelation when we read Scripture, but we trust that God speaks to us clearly through his words. We know that he is telling us the truth, and that Christ's promises in baptism, in communion, in absolution, assure us of his presence and forgiveness. In this way, attentive listening is a response grounded in faith and lived out in humble obedience and service to others by the grace of God. Listen to Hebrews 3:15. "As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as they did in the rebellion." And as you listen, you'll find that you will grow in your relationship with Christ, following him as one who he knows and hears his voice. And finally, after hearing his voice, respond to what you hear. With obedience, act on what God is saying to you, whether it's the call for serving others, sharing encouragement, or just changing an old bad habit. As Nike's commercial always says, just do it. May we here in Concordia know that we are and remain Jesus's little lambs, and he loves you. And now may the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.